Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, it's just not going to work at all. Never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of yogaanatomy.net. Now, that's a platform we built 11 years ago where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
And I'm going to introduce you to our host, Sabina. I will be very quick because I know she would like to do that herself. But I would just like to give you a quick introduction. And Sabina believes that everybody is part of nature and that every movement of the body is an expression of it. So in her yoga classes, she tries to teach the inner language of the natural body by letting go of concept and dogma. She is the founder of Inner Body Flow Body Meditation, a gentle, playful, and meditative practice of movement and embodiment that allows you to get deeply in touch with your own body, getting to know its language and its pace, opening up new spaces within for more permeability and flexibility. In this practice, we will play with ambition, with our own ambition, and with how to stay totally connected with ourselves and our body without letting ambition override it and overriding our physical limits. But let me give the word to Sabina and to her wonderful session. Thank you, Sabina.
Hello, everybody. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm very grateful. And yes, my interest is really to get to know your inner language, your inner landscape, and to listen more to your body than to your brain. So during the practice that we're doing today, you can actually, most of the time, always close your eyes to really feel into your body, to start to feel more of the pathways that we create through gentle movement in your practice. And yes, I just would like to invite you. So it's really gentle. And if you feel that my voice or my words are not enough, you can just look to the screen. But I guess that I can guide you through with my voice, and whatever imaginations and images I will offer, you will be able to follow easily. So just be with yourself, like Leslie said, with your body and your breath, and you will be very, very happy within yourself. So I would like to invite you to go to your mat. Lay down onto your mat, onto your back, and go onto your both feet and put them in a position, probably not too wide and not too small, too close together. And just meet this floor with the back of your body. And you can maybe press your feet into the floor, expand your toes, to just feel and to just arrive here in this session. You can have your hands touching your thighs, maybe moving your palms into your groins, and very gently, as if a little kitten is pressing her paws into the belly of her mama, you can press your palms into your groins, moving gently away this flesh of these all-doing thighs. And maybe also grab that flesh and just shake it gently to just get in touch with your body. You can place your hands on your belly. Listen to the movement of your belly with your hands. You can put your hands in the center of your belly, a little bit higher up where your ribcage starts. And just arrive here and feel how your breathing maybe slows down gently and slowly. And maybe if you still feel that there is kind of a crunchy place in your lower back, you just press into your feet, into the floor, and lift your pelvis gently and move with both hands this pelvis away, the flesh away from your waist, and settle your pelvis down onto the floor, and most probably feel more space in your lower spine, in your lower back. And how does your neck feel? How do your arms feel? Do you maybe want to gently rock a little bit from one side to the other, to just invite all these muscles to get more in touch with the floor and to really allow gravity to happen within your body and not just from outside? And then you can also take your head, interlace your fingers behind your head, bring your lower arms closer to your head, and lift this head and allow it to rest in the palms of your hands. And it's very interesting, and here we're already touching this ambition, whatever it is. Usually our head loves to do everything by its own. Can you allow your head to just be lifted by your hands and be totally passive and drop into this little basket created by your both hands? And make your head heavy. And there comes a moment when this head really trusts to drop into these hands, that you can feel this in your neck. You can probably feel this in your throat. And everything can drop into the back of your head and into your neck. This might soften the skin in your face, soften your jaws, relaxes your tongue. And then if you feel like, oh, I would like to have another little stretch, you can lift this head further, bring your chin towards your chest, and there again, drop this head into your hands and try to relax the head in this position, because you trust your hands, you trust your body, that these hands would never let drop this head onto the floor. Actually, they guide the head back onto the floor. And maybe this changed already the situation in your upper back, in your shoulder blades. Maybe you start to feel the bones of your shoulder blades. Maybe also the bones of your pelvis as your body is right, really arriving in this position. And then if still there is some uncomfortable feeling in your pelvis, because this is such a tender place, you can lift your pelvis, put your hands under your pelvis so that the back of your hands touches the back of your pelvis, and just roll from left to right as if your pelvis is softly walking on top of the back of your hands. And you can feel maybe that there are more tender places, tight places, and you just start to be very organic in your movement, not mechanical, but very organically moving really refer to nature, refer to the animals. When they settle down, they sometimes need so much time so that they can really rest. And I would offer you here to do the same thing in laying down on your back. You can move these hands under your pelvis. You can maybe even rock a little bit more to one side and to the other. And then you will touch the big muscles of your buttocks. And also these muscles love the touch with your hands and might relax a little bit. And you will feel as soon as you take your hands off there that there is more contact, that the imprint of your body onto this mat is maybe more precise, a little bit deeper. And then I would like you to pull your right knee towards your chest, take your interlaced fingers right under your knee on top of your chin bone, and just pull this knee towards your chest. And again, do this maybe in a repetitive way, like moving it towards your chest, feeling that this maybe stretches your skin in the back, maybe even up to the shoulder blades, and then you let go. And move this leg away from your chest until you start to feel more released, maybe in your belly, in your groin. And just repeat this 2-3 times. And maybe you want to point your knee towards your armpit to change a little bit the angle of your hip joint of this movement. And just listen to everything that happens there. Your body is really now like an instrument, and all the movements that you do in one place are echoing into your whole body. And you can feel this. And maybe you start to lift your chin towards the ceiling. Maybe you want to lower it back towards your chest to even feel this pulling of the knee towards your chest in your neck. And then you bring this right foot down onto the floor. And maybe here already you can feel that there is some more softness entering this right leg. And more contact even in the sole of that foot onto the floor. And actually you would love to have this experience also on the other side. So you pull your left knee towards your chest, taking both hands, interlacing in front of your chin bone. And maybe you meet a different personality here. Maybe this left leg or this left side of your body feels different. Maybe you feel some itchier parts in your back. I can feel that this side in my lower back is a little bit more tense. Then maybe you just decide to be a little bit slower, really move into slow motion so that you can feel that you're totally kind and respectful with your body and move in the pace of your body. It's not about the movement, it's really about the experience. And as on the other side, you can pull towards your chest and you can release it a little bit. And it's actually, again, more your hands pulling than the leg moving by itself. So as more, the more passive your leg is and the more active your hands, this really makes the difference in experience. Because legs always want to do something. And then you bring this left foot down onto the floor. Feel into both sides. And maybe even here you can feel that something starts to change. And then you take again your right leg. Pull again this knee towards your chest. And now I would like you to extend, simply extend the left leg. And you feel that this extension has an effect onto the whole position of your body. And maybe now it's not as easy to keep this knee towards the chest, and it really starts to lengthen your arms because it needs to be further away from your chest. And now I would like you to pull that right knee towards your chest and observe what happens in your left leg. And maybe you can feel that when you pull your right knee towards your chest, that there is some action happening in this left leg. Maybe you can feel that this left leg tends to tighten up, maybe in the thighs, and you're really kind of pulling this left leg behind when you move your right knee to the chest. And then when you release the right knee a little bit further away from the chest, try to find relaxation or offer relaxation into your left leg. The further you move the right leg away, still holding it with your hands, you can feel that this changes the touch of the back of the left leg with the floor. Now pull again. Now maybe that relaxation in the left leg has changed the cooperation between the left leg and the right leg. And maybe now the right leg can start to move more easily alone towards the chest, while the left leg just wants to relax. And you just play with this for a moment to really observe the effect of the movement in the right leg on the right side into your left side. And wherever you move the knee of the right leg, you will feel different pulls into the left leg. You now release your right leg, extend that right leg, and now laying flat on the floor with both legs extended, probably can feel that there is some imbalance in this body right now, that one leg is more relaxed than the other, that one lower back is more onto the floor than the other. And of course, we want to balance this again. And already here now, you can understand this is not about doing, but this is really about receiving what happens in your body when you move one part of your body. So you take again your left leg, pull it towards your chest, extend the right leg, and if you're right-handed, you immediately will feel that there is more action and more power kind of in this right leg. And when you pull the left leg and let go a little bit of the pulling, you can feel that maybe there is more holding in the right leg. So you just adapt your movement, the movement that you're doing with your hands onto that shin bone. And just observe, where is the spot that I move my left leg to that I can offer more relaxation into my right leg? And maybe you need to stay there for a moment to really feel some dropping inside of your right leg. And then you trigger this again by pulling the left leg towards your chest. And how much does this pull the right leg behind? How much effect does this movement still have into the right leg? And the more you relax the right leg, the less this movement is able to influence the relaxation of the right leg. Just play with this carefully, just observing that collaboration and that actually cooperation of your right leg with that movement. And the more we disconnect these two parts, the better we can reconnect them in a more open way, in a more free way, like in a relationship. When we collaborate too much and cooperate too much, the independence of each part lessens. So that's what you would like to experience with your body. And then you let go of the left leg, extend both legs, and hopefully there is more balance on both sides. Just take this in for a moment. download this experience in total quietude and listening. You're totally present. You're just receiving all these informations from your body without analyzing them or judging, but just receiving, just listening to them. And this will slowly, slowly, the more often you do this, create a real picture, a real image, a real sense for your inner landscape. And then you can roll to one side. And please come into standing. And I would like you to come into standing in a position where you can feel that the whole of your feet is touching the floor. You're imagining that you're standing on soft rocks, and this foot wants to leave a nice imprint onto this waxy surface. And so to really, like you would do with a stamp, you would really also move a little bit from one side to the other, maybe forwards and backwards, and just pour weight into your feet. There is these heels, there's the balls of your feet, there is these toes, there's this outer edge, there is this inner dome, that the more we place the outside into the floor, the higher this dome can lift. And this is such a fantastic construction, these feet, and how they're made to adapt to any surface we put them on, that we really, by swinging backwards and forwards, want to explore what they can do. And if you want to lift your toes, expand your toes, and really feel the balls of your toes, especially the big toe and the little toe, you can feel that this does something, echoes something into the rest of your body. And maybe you can also sense that by being totally present in your feet and trying to really root down under the surface of the floor, something relaxes in your necks, in your neck, and something relaxes in your arms. And they can finally really drop and soften. And then maybe you want to pour more weight into your right foot. And sometimes slightly bending that leg can help in feeling more into actually that landscape, that outer landscape, and that imprint of your foot. And you're really diving down into your feet. You're really, all your presence is there. And then you move over to the other foot, maybe stretching out the toes there, feeling that wonderful anchor in the ball of your big toe, and that wonderful anchor in the inner heel that very often is a little bit neglected, but that helps us so much to rise up internally, to really bring the sap of the earth into your whole body. And then if you start to feel more of your feet really touching the floor, and you can also feel, am I more on my heels? And maybe this is nicer for my neck? Or do I have the tendency to be more on the ball of my foot, on the balls of my feet? But what does this do in my upper body? What does this do with the tension in my upper body? Can I rest in my back body and just have a certain distance to what I experience in front of me? And this relaxes my whole back body. Or do I want to really lean into what is in front of me? Just experience this and listen, especially into your neck and into the upper back, into your shoulder belt and into your arms. And from here, you maybe want to pour weight into your right foot and lift your right arm, but don't lift it like a military in action, but lift it in a very gentle way, in a very natural, organic way. You can circle it in the start of your upper arm, and when you start to circle it and slowly move over to the left, you can start to feel that there is actually a pathway inside your body from the tips of your fingers into your feet. And if you do a circular movement with your arm into one direction and into the other direction, maybe you can feel this circular action and this touching into the sole of that right foot. And wherever you want to extend, because you just feel this need, oh, I would like to really stretch out and to lengthen that right side of my body and to really feel deeper into my belly with this moving arm, into my leg with this moving arm, please do. Just follow this language, just follow these calls, and you will all the time stay in touch with your body and still do some really opening movements without having fixed images or goals or postures you want to get to and you want to really manage and perform. No, you just want to listen. What is my body doing? What would my body do now? When you wake up in the morning, you don't have a plan of how you wake up. You just stretch out in a very natural way. And this is what I would like you to feel. And then you bring down that right arm. And maybe already now you can feel that this arm is becoming a real monkey arm. It's really dropping out of the shoulder. It's really letting go in some places. So lovely feeling, which we would like to have on the other side as well. So you start to move into your left foot. Maybe you want to bend. I would love to bend my left leg a little bit and really pour more weight into my left foot. Feel my toes, all of them. Feel all the surrounding every little part, feeling also the dome that doesn't want to touch the floor. And maybe you can start also feel all these tiny structures of bones and tendons and muscles in these feet. They are their own universe. They are really very big and important personalities in our body and in our balance. And then you lift that left arm. And it's up to you if you just want to lift it gently, not even high up. And maybe you can also feel that when you stretch your arm out, it's a much stronger pull into that inner pathway than when you keep this arm only slightly bent and maybe a little bit lower. And maybe already there, it's enough for you to move within these joints, in these arm joints, into the shoulder. And already these subtle movements can be totally felt in the sole of the left foot. And all the rest of the body, the right side, the head, the neck, everybody is listening like an audience to these movements. They're only receiving. They're only listening. They're not interacting. And this creates so much freedom in your body. And then you drop the left arm, feel into both sides, and maybe now you can feel something rising in the center of your body, making a very light feeling in your head. And now, of course, as we're speaking of ambition, I would like you to pour a lot of weight into the right foot. And when this right foot and this right side feel stable, you can start to lift the left foot. And it's really, and here, watch yourself well. Sometimes we want to be really like, we want to perform and move into a tree pose. I don't want you to move into a tree pose, at least not into the typical image of the tree pose. I want you to be totally free and decide what kind of tree would you like to be. Are you more a willow tree that is hanging down? Are you more a pine tree because your arms are moving to the side? Make it your tree pose. Make it your one leg balanced pose and be really very well aware of the ambition that kicks into this movement so easily. And can you stay out of it? Can you watch your neck? Can you watch your lower back? Can you just slow down a little bit more than you would usually do when somebody tells you move onto one leg and lift the other leg? Make it your balance. Feel where there is balance. Feel where there is lacking balance. Feel what is easier, moving the leg behind, moving the leg into the front. Just observe and make this a very organic dance. And this offers so much abundance of opening into your body when you really stay within your limits and you just stay with your sensations. And it's not about standing straight on that one leg. And you can put your left foot down again, feel into both legs, feel the vibration, the stirred up sand in your body, all the stirred up stuff in your body because you did this. And before you move over to the left side, just try to find some place in your body, wherever this is. It can be in your chest, it can be in your front, it can be in your belly, where you find quietude for a moment. And where you can slow down these stirring up sands for a moment. And then you give all your presence into your left foot. Expand it. Maybe you need to lift your toes again. Maybe you want to bend that leg and not do it out of a straight leg, lifting the other foot. Really, there is everything possible, and you just can take all these possibilities into this movement. And even if it's just a tiny circling off the ankle of your right foot above the floor, this, you can feel this. This already is something moving in your whole body. And how is your neck doing? Do you have to counterbalance with your neck doing this? Then bring this foot down again. Quiet your neck and then start all over again. So your limits, the limits of your body are always shown and your body senses these limits. But can you respect them? That would be wonderful if you could. And just make it your exploration. This can go on for hours. Like actually, I love to teach for 3 hours because then we can really explore what is going on there and how long our body needs to really adapt. It's very adaptable, but if we go into crazy poses, it needs time. When we kick it out of balance, it needs time to find balance again. And we don't want it to obey just by our commands or instructions, but we want it to develop its own way of finding this balance. And then you can bring down this left foot. Find a standing position that is comfortable. Where maybe you just for a moment want to put your hands in namaste to really recenter these vibrations, bring them back inside. Lower your chin for a moment. Feel into your lower back, into your neck. Feel also into your belly. And if you have this sense that I have right now, that I would like to take a little bigger step and just drop my pelvis, just hang down with my pelvis and roll my tailbone forwards to lengthen my lower back and just do a gentle circling with my pelvis above these feet. Maybe allowing my arms just to hang and just explore my hips that might have tightened up in the one leg standing. And you just circle this hip. It's a very sensual, but sensual, what does sensual mean? You are there with all your senses, observing how you're moving the liquids in your body and how you actually liquefy your body again to make it alive in all little parts. And then when you come back into standing with extended legs, you can feel that there is a difference now in these legs and that there is a difference of feeling lighter in your shoulders. Because there's always this call into the upper back, ooh, I'm not stable, can you help? So, and here I would like to explore another place where ambition is so close, where ambition is so calling. So you take one step forwards, and I would love you to have all toes moving really forwards, not outwards, but really forwards. And you take one step, and your main interest is in the heel of the back leg. This is your anchor for everything. This is your stability anchor. And you can bend and stretch your front leg to pump kind of more stability into the back leg and to open that back leg more in the back into all directions. And if you feel like, oh, this is a little step, and even if I extend both legs, I feel very stable, and there is no tiny shaking nor in my belly nor in my chest, then I dare to take a bigger step, maybe a really big step. Now we're becoming ambitious because we really want to test this. And then already, oops, this was maybe too much. And this is like in life, you know, to the right size of steps we do in life is probably a lifelong challenge. So can you find the measure of steps that works for you, where you can keep this quiet and connected place with yourself? And to provoke this even further, what happens if you lean forwards? Can you divide the weight into both feet equally? How is your stability in moving forwards, in inviting your upper body to slither out of this pelvis bowl and to really swim into the room? Can you send really olive tree woods into roots, olive tree roots into the floor, so that your upper body can bend forwards and lift up without cramping your toes, actually with having roots in every little part of your feet? And of course, if you are ambitious, make this step even bigger. And then try again and bend the front leg. Stretch it out again, bend the front leg. Feel maybe in these nice areas of Achilles, of calf muscles, of the back of your knee. Feel where the skin is really challenged. You want to challenge it, but you don't want to override it. And in the big step, do you want to try to bend forwards and only bend as much, or maybe bend with a bend leg, bend front leg, and extend? You don't want to sacrifice anything just to make this happen. But you really want to always reconnect with your roots. And on the other hand, with the independency of your upper body, with the possibilities of flexibility in your upper body, because you create these two directions, one really moving into the ground and the other easily lifting towards the sky. And then when you come back into neutral standing, you can feel that there is one side more dominant, more, you can sense this side more. And just to make sure that nothing tightens up, you can just have a short movement of your arms, really, as if your arms are the branches of that tree. You can bend the legs slightly, move into different directions, and just make it a tree dance. Offer some movement into your upper spine, maybe bending both legs, circling in your shoulders, and listen to the cricks and cracks, and listen to the possibilities. Where do these arms root? Where do they come from? How wonderfully all of this is connected. This is all one. And then if you come back to neutral standing, you feel, oh, now I can take one step. And you take the step with your left foot. And maybe the right leg is not so happy in the calf muscles, so that you need to bend and stretch the front leg in order to offer softness into the backside of that right leg. And just in your own way, please stay connected. Stay in this, really in this observing place. Just see if you can widen the step. And then also here, if you want to introduce a bending forward. Different. Different personalities. Different challenges. Different sensations. And it's good it's not all the same. It's good that every part of our body is an individual, is something on its own. And we want it to be as much of this as possible and not press it into a form. And actually, interestingly enough, the more I do this practice, the easier it is to enter a form and to get out of a form when needed. Because you know I can reconnect to myself and I can let go of the form and be with myself all the time. So it's not about a right or a wrong, but it's just about staying all the time connected to myself and connected to my body. And then in whatever position you are in, even if you take a too big step, you probably will be able to stand your ground, even in taking a little bit too big step. So you just play on the left side of your body and see what this tells you, and just take these impressions in and let them go right away. You don't want to get attached to, oh, my left hip is not so mobile. Oh, my thing is doing this and that. That's of no importance. You just take this information in and let it go. Because this is what creates your body intelligence. If you get too attached to something, everything circles around this and weakens the rest part of your body. And just in your own way, you can come back to center, to standing. And maybe you could get something for yourself out of this. Like really also how our body movements, how the way we move with our body and how we stand reflects into the actions of our life. So before we go down back onto the floor, I really would like you to stand in a normal position, feel the difference in standing now after this short practice, and just witness maybe that the front of your body and the back of your body are equally soft. And you don't drag the back of your body into the front, nor do you pull the front of your body into your back because you're scared of what you're facing. And this is all because you're just standing inside of you. And just standing sometimes is a fantastic experience. And the presence into your feet and into your roots. And then you come down back onto the floor. Move into that initial position, putting your feet now happily on the outside of your mat. And just swinging these knees from one side to the other. Like allowing the right knee to drop to the center and the left knee to drop to the center. And maybe here you can witness that the moving of the knee into the center opens a very sweet pathway in the center of your back. And if you want to lift your right arm while you pull your right knee, allow your right knee to drop towards the center, then enjoy the stretch and enjoy this opening on the side of your body when you also do this on the left side. I always say that there is a lot of origami places in our body. And only by doing very subtle practice, sometimes in one place, you can flatten that origami and it feels spacious there again. And this can really become the medicine of how you treat your body. So as we need to kind of moving into a quiet pose, I invite you to pull both knees towards your chest. Connect them in the inside of the legs and drop the whole leg part to the left and roll onto your left side. Resting with your left ear on the inside of your upper arm and just taking your right hand. The knees are on hip level and I would love your lower legs to be rectangular to your thighs, because this is then a very nice way of relaxing your lower back, of relaxing your legs, and they're really glued to each other. And it could be that this is enough here for you, and then you just caress and rub the warmth of your right hand into your lower back. You can touch your lower back, you can touch with your fingers the spine, the sacrum, the outer buttock, your hip, your thighs. And just rest here and become this heavy sack of corn where all the corn now can drop towards the floor. And if you still feel like, oh, I'm happy to do some more movement, then just take this right arm and circle it gently in the armpit, in its joint, inviting it to move towards the right, turning this upper body like a cork in this pelvis bowl. And again, here, don't be ambitious. It's not about bringing this right arm right away onto the floor of the right side. Please move into this. See what is possible. Start to offer turns and twists in your spine by moving forwards and backwards, back onto the side, and then turning again, because you want to create space for your upper body in your pelvic bowl. And then even if this right arm is hanging in the air and not dropping right away towards the floor or even your right shoulder blade, then just connect here with your breathing, and with each out breath, this right arm will let go more and just drop naturally, without effort, without doing you something, onto the floor. And if it feels nice, you can also turn your head from left to right very slowly and tickle into your spine from above. And also you can pull your tailbone forwards towards your heels and lengthen this lower back and feel this nice stretch up into in between your shoulder blades. And you can also come back onto the side and just rest there for a moment, being really this very heavy sack of corn, allowing all the vibrations, all the stirred up sand through these movements to settle down again. And then you move back to center. If you feel the need to totally stretch out, please do, in whatever way feels comfortable, whatever you need in between before you move on to the other side. It's really up to you. And this is where personal practice starts, because this is here now. The body feels, oh, she really, really allows me to speak. And then you let the body speak. You receive its words, its images, its movements. And then from here, just to recreate the balance, you bring up your both knees again towards your chest and you roll over to the right side, laying the upper leg on top of the lower leg, really gluing them together, inviting them to really rest one on top of the other. And if this is fine, you just stay here and caress your lower back, wherever your hand can reach to. You can even grab and squeeze these big muscles here along your spine. Whatever feels good, really, you can take the hand and move some of the flesh or the pelvis away from the waist. Whatever is calling here, you do. And then if you want to have that twist, you just start to move. And the important part is that the legs just stay there, super heavy, one on top of each other. And this gives your upper body the independency, the possibility to open up and maybe to turn, like the core in the neck of the bottle, to turn this upper body inside your pelvis. And you can invite your tailbone, you can invite movements of your head to stretch out that spine, even in this twist, because our spine is three-dimensional, and in twists we can really sense into this, having this three-dimensional spine. And then again, if this left arm is kind of hanging heavy in the air, just connect with your breath, and with each out-breath, let go more of that tension in this arm and invite it to drop. It's not a pushing onto the floor, it's a dropping onto the floor. And whenever you feel this expiration on the right side with your left arm is completed, you turn back to center, you find a position where you like to really lay down and really let go of all the movements, of all my words and everything. and just move to this quiet place inside where there is maybe only just a little corner of silence. And you connect to this little corner of silence. It can be anywhere in your body. And just stay there. And it's like the little candle in the dark room. The closer you walk to this little candle, the lighter the room becomes. And you just stay there. In this silent place and allow silence to expand. And while you're there, you can be sure that your body can really rest and drop and integrate all that information that I've just given.
Thank you very much for guiding this beautiful practice. And while people enjoy these last moments of peace and quiet that you so beautifully guided them to, I need to make a couple of announcements. So if you at home would like to own this session, to practice it over and over again, as it will be wonderful to do, you can upgrade and get access to the whole library of the conference. You can do that by going to theembodimentconference.org/upgrade to get also audio-only version, mind maps on how to approach the videos. And if you would like to share about your experience and discuss further all the beautiful insights that I'm sure you got, you can do that by connecting to each other into the coffee break rooms and joining our Facebook group. So before we say goodbye to each other, I would like to ask you, Sabina, for one last tip on how to stay embodied to take with us.
It's exactly how I said. Just connect before you start practice with this tiny little candle, and then from there, allow your body to just tell you what it wants to do and experiment. Be playful, be like a child, don't have a concept.
Thank you so much. I love this idea. There's a lot of love coming to you.
Yes, how does this coffee break work? I need to answer to the chat now, or I don't understand.
Now we're gonna end our session, but from the main portal, you can access the coffee break rooms, and that's an opportunity to connect to each other.
Okay, wonderful.
And we can also invite people that have questions to maybe write them in the yoga channel. So that okay. You have a chance to see.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabina.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful conference.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope it was enough movement, Catherine.
Oh, yes, it was lovely.
Thank you.
I think the slow is good.
Yes, I think so too.
Get into the little places.
Thank you, love.
Thank you, my love. Thank you, Donna. Endless gratitude. Thank you.